From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that some Ulster County Democratic voters filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court November 9th to make the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment's redistricting comply with state law. An October 2021 state law mandates a 5% difference between the mean population of the largest and smallest county legislative districts, and Ulster County's map does not comply, making it illegal. The Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment has refused to draw a legal map. The Ulster County Attorney recently told the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment that they should fix their errors, but Regis Obajiski, the Commissioner's chair, then said, and I quote, "Ulster County Reapportionment Commission that created the new map has no intention of going back and fixing their mistake without a court order," end quote. This civil complaint may provide that court order, with Ulster County Legislature Chair Tracy Bartels saying, and I quote, "It's ridiculous that it should take a lawsuit by private individuals to get a public commission to fix the illegal issues," end quote. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union, a second Albany County Comptroller's audit this year identifies issues with Sheriff Craig Apple's use of money seized through criminal investigations. Comptroller Susan Rizzo said that, and I quote, "State and federal forfeiture funds were donated to community-based organizations and town events which do not meet the criteria for law enforcement or criminal prosecution purposes," end quote. Apple pushed back on the second report. Apple wrote in an October 18th response to Rizzo's findings, and I quote, "The opinion that seems to be followed in this audit is a 27-year-old opinion that seems a bit archaic. In addition, today all the more so, I see the need to fund youth sports programs and organizations that promote positive youth engagements," end quote. Rizzo said that the vast majority of Apple's spending was permissible, with other expenses more ambiguous and other spending flatly not permissible. Forfeiture funds are supposed to be used for other criminal investigations and prosecutions. But Apple was giving some of the money to charities, such as $2,500 to the town of Knox for a fireworks celebration and $2,000 to a United Way literacy program. The state comptroller's office repeatedly has said that spending forfeiture funds on community programs is inappropriate. Read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that the town of Greenville and the town of Greenville Rescue Squad reached a labor agreement November 9th, securing ambulance service in the town for the next 5 years. The agreement in 2023 gives the Greenville Rescue Squad $554,558, a 35% increase over the $403,874 paid in 2022. The current contract with the town expires December 31st. Greenville Rescue Squad Chairman Ted Nugent Jr. said, and I quote, "It's been a struggle to keep staff on and them not knowing if they were going to have a job come January 1st. End quote. The town of Greenville wants to build the Greenville Rescue Squad a new home soon. Town Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, "The plan is for the town to build a public safety building for the rescue squad with a heated garage to park the ambulances and a fly car for Green EMS. We are looking at possibly behind the library where the skateboard park is, or another parcel of property. I have been in conversation with people within the sewer and water district that have some property for sale," end quote. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.